Good evening. So yesterday someone came over to me and they asked me, they said that they're on their tefillin shayad, most of us are on our tefillin shayad, so we have a little box, right, that goes on top of the shayad, which is placed there primarily so that when people slide their sleeve over the tefillin, they don't wear away at the box, right, at the tefillin itself. The tefillin itself is supposed to remain square as much as possible. So therefore, the minhag is typically you leave your tefillin sharosh uncovered, tefillin shayad typically is covered up. So from day after day after day, pulling down your sleeve, you're going to eventually wear it away. So this is not some halacha anywhere, but I think the sofer realized at some point it's a smart thing to do. I don't think it's a halacha anywhere that they put this little extra piece of plastic. Some people now have a rubber piece, and the old days it used to be like a little piece of cardboard that would go on top of the tefillin to make sure you didn't pull it down. So someone said to me, their piece, really wore out. Their son got a new one, and they had an extra one, and he replaced it. So what does he do with the extra, that extra cover for the tefillin? So presumably, the answer is found in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Kuf Nundal, Norachaim, where we say that the general distinction that's made between two different mitzvah items. We generally say that tashbishe mitzvah, things that are used for mitzvahs but don't have any inherent condition themselves, nizrakin. Meaning that if you have, for example, a talis, or you have tzitzis, or you have a kippah, or a lulav, or an esrog, these are items that don't have inherent kedusha per se, but once they are utilized in a certain way, they now become items that can be used for a mitzvah. So the rule is, when you're done using them, you're allowed to throw nizrak and you throw them away. So you don't, those things you don't throw away either. What do? We put them in a plastic bag and then you throw them in the garbage. You do it like in a more respectful way. But tashmishe kedusha, items that are themselves kadosh, or used with items that have kedusha, they generally is that nignazim. You put them in geniza. You put them in shemos. So, for example, tefillin straps, right? Tefillin straps. The Shulchan Aruch writes that tefillin straps should be put in geniza. Tefillin straps by themselves are not part of the mitzvah per se of tefillin. What's the purpose of the straps? To hold the tefillin on your arm. Okay, so we also have minhagim how you wrap the straps. But the ikar mitzvah of tefillin is done with the boxes. At one time when I broke my arm when I was a kid, so I still remember asking the shalat to my rabbi as a kid, and I guess I was over 13. So I had broken my arm, and I was wearing a cast from here down. He said, "No problem." I said, "So what do I do?" He says, "You put it in the tefillin." I said, "What about the straps?" He goes, "You wrap them on top. It doesn't matter, right?" The ikar mitzvah is to make sure you get the tefillin on your arm. So the halacha is that tefillin straps, or and the other examples they give, a mezuzah cover, for example, a mezuzah cover also. It should be put in geniza. Obviously, the mezuzah itself, the tefillin themselves, but even the mezuzah cover. So what about the boxes of tefillin? So the Shulchan Aruch actually writes that boxes of tefillin also typically have the same halacha, that the tefillin boxes also should be used, should are treated as tashmei kedusha, and therefore should be put in geniza. So the only shaila I had myself is, it's not a tefillin box, that little piece of, like, the tefillin box is used to, like, hold the tefillin. The little cover is just like, it's really just like a practical thing. It's not really the tefillin box itself. So I called Rabbi Simon today. I said, "What do you think?" So what does Rabbi think? So he said, "I think you should put it in geniza also." Right? Because again, it's still used to protect the tefillin. It's put through, some of the postim talk about items that go directly on top of the Davar Kadosh. So certainly that's true by the tefillin cover thing. I don't know, probably a better word for it. I don't know. Whatever that word is. That little cover thing. So he thought that also should be put in geniza. So that's what we do about once a year or something. We have these drives in Tinek, including here in the shul, where we collect these things. So if you have items like that, they need to be put in geniza. So you put them aside in your house, and then when you're ready, we bring them in. But the bottom line is that again, the tashmishe mitzvah, things like tzitzis, like a yarmulke, a lulav, an esrog, things like that, are typically, you can throw them away by putting them in a plastic bag and putting them in the garbage, but any item that's used as an ikar kedusha, the tefillin, the mezuzahs, and things like that, obviously say for Torah, are nignazim, but even any item that's used to cover them or protect them, hold them, so it has one status also. One exception, or the one thing that people sometimes ask also that applies is the following case. A tefillin bag typically is put in geniza. But the plastic bag that's put on top of the tefillin bag, that's already considered tashmish. The tashmish, that already, the poskim say, you can be mekel, that you can throw away in a plastic bag also, because that's not quite exactly tashmish kedusha.